Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Morning Mess.
All right, it's The Morning Mess. Time for another one, a staycation setup. Can we say good morning to Milo?
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
We are great. What's going on with you and Denise, though?
Man, it's kind of weird. You know, we met on Tinder and started hanging out about 3 months or so ago. We'd have nights where she'd just kind of come over and hang out. You know, we'd drink with my roommates, and it was all pretty cool moving forward. So a few weeks ago, we tied it on pretty much. And
So super quick question. I know you guys just met like 3 months ago. Is she officially your girlfriend then, or are you guys just dating?
She's my girlfriend, and we've definitely established that ground that we're exclusive. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
So here's the weird part. One night we got pretty lit up, and she spent the night. And I guess I should tell you guys that I have a twin brother. His name's Mike.
Oh.
Yeah. So I woke up the next morning, and she wasn't in my room.
Okay.
So I looked around and found out that she was in the room with my brother. Now, she swears nothing happened.
No! Hold on. You remember falling asleep next to your girl, and then she was in your twin brother's bed the next morning?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Milo.
Does everything look the same?
Why are you looking at me?
I wanted you to ask our producer, Rico. He's a twin.
No!
Let's ask our producer.
Can ask him.
Rico, come here, bro. I got to ask you. Go on Gina's mic real quick.
No,
I got to
no,
ask
no,
you.
No.
Okay, so I know you're not listening, but this guy saying that his girl might be cheating on her with his twin brother. So I asked the question, is everything look the same on twin brothers?
No.
Okay, there
so
it is.
Here's the thing. You said that you guys were pretty, quote unquote, lit up. So you were drunk. You're blacked out. Is there any way that maybe, like, she just walked in the wrong room?
I guess, you know, here's the thing. It's like when you have a twin brother and we've been, you know, tight, obviously still live together, you get some vibes. It's almost like telepathy. You almost get some telepathic vibes.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been sensing something weird is going on.
This is crazy.
I haven't confronted Mike about it yet, but...
You haven't confronted your twin brother about this?
Not yet. I'm going to, but I'll talk to you all first.
Now, I don't understand how he could. He's the worst twin brother ever. Does Denise have a twin sister and he thought he was sleeping with his girl?
Stop.
You guys going out with twins the way he didn't realize? Like, oh my God, this
that
isn't...
That would be something.
This isn't Janice's Denise.
Stop.
I don't know. Like, why would he do that to you?
I don't know. And again, maybe I'm overthinking it, but it's getting weird vibes from both of them.
Oh my God, this is wild.
It seems like you might think your brother's the type to do that too. I don't know, but I mean, we could do the staycation setup if you really want to. I mean, we're going to call up your girl, offer her the free romantic weekend stay. Then I'm going to ask her who she wants to bring for her free romantic weekend. Now, you two might be twins, but you have different names. So if she says Mike, then you know that something's going on between the two of them.
Yeah, she dropped the mic.
For real.
They always say that there's an evil twin. Are you the evil twin or is he?
If it goes the wrong way, he's definitely going to be the evil twin for sure.
And if Denise picks you, then you're the evil twin for thinking your twin brother would sleep with your girl. Just to let you know, we're figuring out a lot of things up here, Milo, okay?
He sounds nice.
We ain't gonna talk about that.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're going to call Denise up. I can't wait. I've never wanted to find out more with a staycation setup more than this one. This is crazy. You think your lady's cheating with your twin brother, who's your roommate. Okay,
right.
Staycation setup. It's up next. Morning Mess. I thought twins would have all the same parts. You know, exactly look the same, too.
Why did you move your hands? Oh, my God.
Because that's where my thing is.
Milo!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Oh, my God. Listen, in the middle of a staycation, you sit up your morning mess, talk to Milo, who thinks his lady is cheating on him with his roommate. Now, here's a curveball. His roommate is his twin brother. What the hell? Milo.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I can care less about your girl, Denise. I don't really care about her. The fact that your twin brother could have slept with your girlfriend is boggling me right now. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even wrap my brain around this one yet.
She can.
Stop that.
So, Milo, nothing like this has ever happened between you and your twin brother, right?
Yeah.
No, nothing at all. I mean, maybe when we were, like, kids, but nothing like this.
Wow.
Okay. You said that he's your roommate, so, like, are you guys going to live together if this doesn't go the way that you want it to?
Might as well get bunk beds at this point.
Why?
That way she go up and down.
Get that, oh, my God! That pull-out bed where it just kind of pops out. Well,
hopefully
like,
they pull
go.
Out, yeah.
Oh, my God!
Okay.
That's not what I meant.
Milo, I'm so sorry. We're going to go ahead and do the staycation setup, call up your girl Denise, offer her the free romantic weekend stay, ask who she wants to bring for that weekend stay, and if she says your name, it's great. If she says Mike, then, you know, we have counseling on standby, okay?
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks.
This is crazy. Y'all ready for this one?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Denise?
Yeah, this is she.
Hi, Denise. Well, my name is Jonathan. I'm calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for you. So you have been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We are going to put you up in our penthouse suite with a honeymoon package. I was calling just to confirm.
I'm not interested. Thank you.
You sure you're not interested in the penthouse suite? Stay with us here. We're a new establishment, and we just wanted to give this to you in hopes of getting a review of your experience on Google and Yelp.
Free hotel room, and then I give you a good review.
Yeah, so we just opened up, and of course, with everything going on in the world, we haven't had as much traffic as we wanted. So we were hoping we give this to you, you review us on Google and Yelp, like I had said, build our presence that way, and you could just leave an honest review. It's as simple as that.
This definitely sounds like a scam, and I just want to confirm, like, no money I have to pay, you know.
Well, I can assure you that there is no money that we'll need unless you decide to get room service. And tell you what, I'll email you some information once we're finished with our conversation. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. The email sounds good.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you very much, Denise. I'm going to get started with your reservation with a few questions here. My first one is with this free romantic weekend stay. What we do is we leave a personalized note. It is given to your guest of honor. And I wanted to give you a moment to think about what you'd like that note to say.
Okay, sure. Give me a second. Let's see. How about I want to wake up next to you? I don't know.
That works. Got that down. Now, who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? Just need your guest's full name for us to continue.
Yeah, let's go ahead and put down Mike.
What the?
Denise?
Hello?
Hi. Yeah, we legally got to let you know you're actually live on the radio. We're the Morning Mess with Mike's twin brother Milo's on the line.
Are you kidding me? My brother?
Hold on, no, I can explain.
Look, I know we look a lot alike, but we don't f***ing say no, so come on.
You don't know that. Let's ask Denise. Denise,
oh,
are they the same?
God.
Who's better? I gotta ask. No. Everyone wants to know. Do they look the same, kind of, you know, in certain areas? Denise?
I was drunk and, like, I didn't really realize.
You were
just, like, whatever.
You're
like,
drunk?
Yeah.
Are you drunk now?
Like, were you drunk when you came over? Are you always drunk?
Stop it.
No, I'm not drunk right now. And two, I didn't mean for, like, me and him to kind of, like, I don't know, connect the way that we did. What?
So you've been with Milo for 3 months. How long have you been with his brother?
It's not been a thing, really. Really
what do you
new.
Mean it's not
I,
been a
just,
thing?
I didn't.
You just invited him to a free romantic weekend stay. I think it's a thing.
I'm not going to sleep in the same bedroom as your twin in their house together.
Yeah, you're big drunk right now. I don't know what the hell you're trying to say right now.
Girl.
Now, obviously, you would invite your man Milo if you were faithful.
I just wanted maybe this was a chance so that he and I could like see what it's like when they're not around.
Oh, my God.
Man,
I didn't want to hurt you.
Don't even think about coming over anymore. I'm going to talk to Mike.
Well, she has to come over. Mike
you.
Is there.
Stop. No, they have to end things.
No, you don't understand, Milo. It's not my fault that, like, the heart chooses what it chooses, right? Like,
oh, my God.
in with your brother.
What the?
Honey, you're just digging yourself a deeper hole right now.
So is Mike.
Stop! Okay, so we have counseling services that we can offer for you guys if you want to work things out. We can even figure out a way to get Mike involved in this.
Really?
Well, they need help.
The three of them.
I just don't want it to be awkward if I, like, come over again.
You are not coming over again, and it's going to be over with you guys. This is crazy.
But Mike's been with me. It's not like you're going to surprise him and be like, hey, you're cheating on me. Like,
let's see what happens when I talk to Mike.
Wow.
I don't know what else to say except I'm sorry, and, like, I obviously didn't choose to do this.
I just want to invite to Thanksgiving this year.
No, you do not.
Yes, I do.
No, that's
I want to be at that table.
No, you guys, I'm really sorry. I really do have counseling. Oh my God. I don't know how to divvy it up, but I have a number to a counselor.
Yeah, okay. Well, you can give that to her. My only call is to Mike after I got a phone with you guys. That's it.
All right. Denise, you there?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure so we can hang up on you. Hold on. Milo, are y'all identical or like fraternal?
We're identical.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't even want to look like my brother at this point. One of y'all going to have a facelift.
You're going to be mad every time you look in the mirror, and it's just...
You know what I mean? Want to fight yourself.
No.
What? Son of a... You need to get plastic surgery.
No, Mike is not it.
Yeah, he is. Get out one of his girlfriends, I'm telling you right now. And then get her pregnant, then blame your brother.
What is wrong with you?
That'll show him, Gina.
No, it won't.
Stop it.
It's not going to show anybody anything. You stay right there. We'll get you some counseling.
Leave it in.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.